Hello?
Hello, Vesta Plastic Surgery.
Hello. Oh, hi. My husband, you just rang my husband's phone, but he's left it at home and he's at work.
Are you Chris's wife?
I am, Karen, yes.
Oh, hi, Karen. Nice to talk to you. I was just, Chris saw David Ross yesterday. And,
yes, he's
and
here.
I did some, yeah, that's right. And I just wanted to make his next appointment with him. Can I do that with you?
Yes, of course, yep.
Oh, gorgeous. Okay, all right. So I think David said a week, but we might make him one earlier at Brighton because I think we're sort of quite keen to get his results back and get his ear repaired.
Yeah.
So if I make two appointments for him and then I'll just confirm when we get the results back here. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah. I think David said something like... he would see him on Thursday, was it?
Yeah, that's right. So yes, next Thursday at Frankston, which would be, would 2:15 work for Chris?
Yes.
Great.
2:15.
I'll pop
sure.
Then, okay. And then I'm also going to make one for a bit earlier in the week.
Mm-hmm. Is the Frankston...
Yeah, the Frankston one. Yeah, we might just get his results back before then, that's all.
You're talking about Thursday be the operation.
So this is because David took took a biopsy, or a couple of biopsies from Chris's ear, and we really want to see Chris as soon as we get the results back from that, and I'm just not quite sure how long they'll take to come through.
Okay.
A week's sort of the longest, so in a week's time, it'll actually be the 1st of August at 2:15 on the Friday afternoon, because the Thursday...
I've
got anything on... No.
But you're talking about if you get them earlier, then...
I could see him... Yeah, maybe we'll leave that one at Frankston, what I've got, but if I get the results in earlier, I'll give Chris a call and we might get him in a bit sooner, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, all right, because I know he's left his ear for a little while and it definitely needs some surgery. We just need to work out
I've been nagging him about this.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible how you just sort of leave things sometimes and try and ignore them, and anyway...
I've been telling him for 3 years.
Yeah, oh, well, now you can say I told you so.
Well, I'm not going to do that.
Don't want to do that. No, I know.
I don't want to do that.
No, it's probably best not to. But look, at least he's seen someone now, so we can
do
what we need to do, okay?
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much.
All right, that's okay. So 2:15 on Friday at Frankston and then...
No, Thursday, you said.
Oh, sorry, no, it's actually on the Friday.
Oh, it's on the Friday.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, normally we're there Thursdays, but we're not actually not there on the 31st, so it's Friday the 1st.
Because Chris has a day off work on a Thursday,
and
David discussed this, and David said he could see him at Brighton.
He could. Shall I make it at Brighton then for him?
Yes, please.
Right. Okay. So what about at... 9:15 is that, or is that traffic terrible then?
That traffic is terrible then. Yeah.
So okay. So should we do it earlier? Do you think, or 10:45 is the latest I've got that morning? Or we could do it
probably 10:45. 10:45 would be better with traffic.
Let's do that. Okay.
Yeah. 10:45.
All right.
Thursday the 31st.
31st. 10:45, and that's at Brighton.
At Brighton. And what's the address at Brighton?
Oh, yeah. I'll send a text message to Chris, but it's 159 Church Street. Okay.
No problem.
All right. Excellent. And his referral came through, so that's good. So I've done a claim for him for those.
Great. Thank you so much.
That's it. Take care, Karen. Okay.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.